Proclamation number 8378, dated the January 12th, 1963. Correct decision of will in the state of self-awareness. Your soul will never lose its self-awareness again. It will recognize itself as my once emanated spirit of light as soon as it has attained the state of perfection, in which it will also fully realize the purpose I gave to every being when I created it. Then the soul will also have an abundance of strength so that there is nothing impossible for the soul, that it can create and work according to its own will which, however, has completely entered mine. And this is a state of unlimited bliss which you humans are incapable of comprehending because you are limited beings, limited in your strength as well as in light, which constantly increase the closer you are to perfection. You once came forth from me in brightest light, and in brightest light you return to me again in order to live a life of unlimited beatitude forever. But no matter how thoroughly it is put across to you that you can create such a blissful fate yourselves, you nevertheless still conduct your psychological work half-heartedly because you do not believe with conviction and because you simply find it incomprehensible that you can reach such a high goal as human beings. And yet, it can only be presented to you, the knowledge can be conveyed to you, but you must utilize it yourselves. For if I myself would make you act according to my will, you would no longer have free will. But the latter is necessary in order to attain the state of highest perfection. However, I set myself this plan a very long time ago, and it will certainly be carried out, even if it takes eternities. Sooner or later you will all attain this beatitude, and then the time it took you will seem insignificant to you, for then every concept of time and space will have come to an end. The time you took will appear like a moment, whilst eternity lies ahead of you when you can enjoy pleasures without end. But while you are still living in a state of imperfection on earth, you will have to bear much sorrow, for your soul's imperfection is a state of adversity and suffering which you can only numb yourselves through earthly joys and pleasures, but which will not be improved. Instead, it will surface time and again as long as you are not yet perfect. Life on earth is merely an elusive existence, for it is not permanent, it passes by, it is not absolute reality. Only the spiritual kingdom can be that for the soul, whose true home is the spiritual realm after all. But the earthly realm can contribute towards removing the soul's impurities and enabling it to enter the spiritual kingdom in an utterly light receptive state. And for this purpose you humans live on earth, because you should remove the impurities from your soul of your own free will, which is certainly possible for you if you strive towards the goal of living a profoundly blissful life one day for all eternity. You merely need to be willing to become again what you were in the beginning, and truly, I will help to make it easier for you to achieve. You should only ever visualize the high goal you can reach, and you should want to reach it. For this resolve alone determines your fate. And you can rest assured that I will not let you fall anymore once you grant me this will. You must merely be absolutely serious and not just use words which your heart is unaware of. This change of will can only be revealed by a self-aware being. For this very reason the state of self-awareness is so extraordinarily important. For now you can think and use your intelligence, you can use the vitality of life granted to you according to my will, you can be lovingly active. Then you will also turn towards me and I will hold on to you forever. You don't have much time left for this decision of will, for the human being's life on earth is like a moment in eternity. However, if you make the right decision, the time will be sufficient to reverse your nature into love. And if your will is wrongly inclined, you would only descend abysmally low again were you granted more time as a human being on earth. For the further you distance yourselves from me, the stronger would my adversary's influence become. This is why this time on earth as a human is limited and in eternity judged like a moment, during which you can nevertheless reach me and be as boundlessly happy again as you were in the beginning. You will never be left without help, you will never have to rely on yourselves. I am always ready for you and only wait for your call, which proves that you grant me your will, which I will definitely accept, and seize my children again in order to never let go of them. For you came forth from my strength of love, you are also a part of me, even if you once turned to the one who is the first to fall away from me when he should have passed the test of will that would have made him the most blissful being forever, which was meant to create and work with me in the whole of infinity, is my image. Amen.